Tomorrow, voters in San Francisco will have the opportunity to change how the city deals with its homeless population. A local ballot issue would ban daytime loitering. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it is a tough measure for San Francisco, since the homeless there have been mostly left alone.
It's been more than 50 years since the Summer of Love, but San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district is still the home of the hip, with its cafes, boutiques, and head shops. It's also a magnet for scruffy transients, young and old, who hang out in front of the storefronts here, like Frank Carmelo's shop for high-end eyewear.
I've been here on the street for about 12 years, and it gets to a point where, after a while, you get a little bit fed up. With people harassing you that are sitting on the sidewalks, asking for money, asking for food, asking for cigarettes, asking for dope, it just gets a little old after a while. And sometimes you see a lot of things that you really don't want to see. Fights, drug abuse, alcoholism.
That's why Carmelo and other shop owners are supporting Proposition L, a measure that would make it illegal to sit or lie on a public sidewalk. About 60 cities around the country have such a law on their books, but the proposal generates lots of heat in a city where tolerance is worn like a badge.
People have a right to be on the sidewalks. If you're homeless, where are you supposed to go?
Jim Siegel operates a head shop called Distractions.
I'm one of the few merchants on Haight Street that's opposed to L. Most of the merchants are very much in favor of it. They want Haight Street to change. I want to keep it funky like it used to always be when I was growing up here. I mean, it's my heart and soul. I want the color. I want the character. The tourists come to see that, and they're going to whitewash this whole neighborhood and the whole city.
San Francisco Police Chief George Gascon supports the proposal. He says there's no intention to target the homeless, but Gascon says Proposition L would help police deal with another problem.
A lot of the people that we're talking about, especially in The Hague, they're not even people from San Francisco. It's a very transitory population. They come here because they have been led to believe that this is a place that they can come in and party and, you know, get high and just basically create havoc. There are really no roots in this community.
San Francisco Supervisor Ross Mirkarimi, who represents the Haight-Ashbury district, says police already have the authority to deal with transients and aggressive panhandling.
They're using Haight Street, for right or wrong reasons, as the poster child, but it's a citywide law, both in merchant quarters and residential communities, neighborhoods. There is no city or state that has implemented a law at this level, and so there's nothing in the ballot handbook that speaks to cost.
Mirkarimi has proposed a countermeasure on the ballot, which calls for more police foot patrols to deal with unruly transients. But Police Chief Gascon says cops on foot are slower to deal with emergencies than police in patrol cars. Back at his eyewear shop, Frank Carmelo says he doesn't want anyone to think he's got anything against homeless people.
Don't get me wrong, I feel for people that have no place to live, that are down and out. I am not against them. I'm against the people that are out there just really just causing problems and making it hard for everybody just to kind of coexist here on Haight Street.
Still, there is a sense here that voters' decision on Prop L will be widely viewed as either a statement on San Franciscans' tolerance or a reflection of the city's fatigue with people on the street. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR.